Ko moia wa tamanui, France and tēnei, this is your Wātea English News. Green MP Whaanana Efeso Collins has died after collapsing while participating in a charity event in central Auckland. The 49-year-old was taking part in Child Fund Water Run to raise funds to support communities in the Pacific. He collapsed at 9 a.m. in the Britomart area and emergency services immediately responded with CPR and defibrillators without being able to revive him. The former Auckland councillor came into Parliament as a List MP in October after an unsuccessful run for the Auckland mayoralty. Former Labour MP Opito William Seor says it's a huge blow to Mangere and the nation.
Some of us who are sitting around here in Mangere are just reeling in shock. Feels like we've just been kicked in the gut. His family and his close friends and those who watched his maiden speech not too long ago. That speech gave so many young people hope and aspiration for the future. I'd be reeling.
On other news, the Henderson Massey Local Board has agreed to lease land at Te Atatū for a marae. Ray Hall, the co-chair of Te Atatū Marae Coalition Board of Trustees, says the marae has been the dream of the community for 50 years, and last night's decision brings it a step closer. He says over the 4 years of the landowner consent process, the trust has consulted extensively with mana whenua, specifically Te Kawero Āmaki, and with the wider community. It will now work on details of the lease.
At the moment we've got a 14-year lease, plus a lot of renewal, 10 plus 10. So that sets us up well going forward. Once we sort out the nuts and bolts of the lease, then we can start applying for funding to fund our project.
And Waitangi Tribunal has agreed to process with the urgent inquiry into the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora. Claimant Lady Tureti Moxon says the claim has the support of 29 Māori health providers. She says the Māori Health Authority was set up because of a recommendation from the Waitangi Tribunal by the previous Labour government, and it was being axed for political reasons. She says it's the first time Māori have had a department or ministry outside of Māori affairs.
This is ours. We want to keep it. It's our tino rangatiratanga. It's by Māori for Māori. It is our Māori mani motuhake. All of these things are so important, and yet, with just a flick of the pen, they can just get rid of it without any consultation whatsoever with us, as Māori, the treaty partner.
The Waitangi Tribunal will hold a two-day hearing starting on February 29, with the government planning to introduce legislation on March 8th to start the disestablishment process. And that's your Wātea English News.